Hello, hello, everyone. Hello and welcome to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. Not opinionated, just facts from my point of view. I'm your host, Clever Mafia. I always get a kick out of saying that. And today we are going to talk about how to win an argument. How to win an argument, right, right. And we've been getting a lot of questions on Twitter. A lot of my past, opportunities required me to negotiate. And I'm going to share some of those tips with you. Some of them I've gotten from other places and some I've just developed myself over the years. First, I'd like to say AJ is over in the sound booth. Hello, AJ. And how are you doing on this glorious morning?
I'm fine.
Yeah. What was that? You did a little chime in there, huh? That was pretty neat. Yeah. That was, you're getting fancy over there in the sound booth, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So today we are going to talk about how to win an argument, and make sure you stick around to the end of the podcast as usual, because we're going to do a kind of a two-part segment, I guess. And we're going to have, first part is going to be all about doing what to do. And we're going to make this simple because there's books upon books upon books, and I'm going to keep this simple. I'm going to keep it to the point, and hopefully everyone can figure it out fairly quickly. Having a little technical issue, so just bear with me. The usual high-tech performance with all the great sound effects. I don't think we're going to have that today, AJ. I don't know if AJ was able to get it, able to get some of that stuff working before the show, AJ.
No.
You didn't waste any time on that one. But we are going to get right to it. But as usual, we're going to get to the news. Go for it, AJ.
Time for the news.
Okay, so these are going to be the stories around the world in 5 minutes or less. So we're going to stick with the news. And, well, I guess you can either enjoy it, listen to it, or move on to the next segment if you just want to get right to the how to win an argument section. So some of the headline news this month, we've got the FBI's are looking into raiding homes linked to Russian oligarch and Putin associates. Gotta check that out. The DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive for COVID, not good. And Biden's pick to run a key bank regulator runs into Democratic resistance in the Senate. The Democrats are not really standing behind President Biden, and he's losing a lot of favor with his side of the aisle. And along with what we just talking about, Senator Manchin and Bernie Sanders, you all remember him. They want to seek a deal and work on Biden's agenda. And the moderates and the progressives continue to hold out. And it's a stalemate on some of Biden's key initiatives, which kind of puts Biden's climate plans, or should say climate agenda, the things he wants to do around the climate, at risk. And they want to strike a deal before the end of the year. And Pete Buttigieg is in the mail. He takes paternity leave, which good for him. He's taking the paternity leave, but a lot of criticism on how he went about doing it and not really assigning someone to take his spot. And if you haven't looked around all the way from, you know, California to Savannah, Georgia, everybody's having trouble at the ports, and that's his thing. And when you're in charge, I don't want to give my opinion on it, but sometimes you have to do what needs to be done when you're in charge, and you can't take off, you know, you're not a foot soldier when you're the general behind a particular position. You've got to be out front of it and make sure you're taking care of it. So that is the news in 5 minutes or less. So we're going to get right back to it. And I guess, AJ, if you want, we can maybe take a little break, and then we're going to come back with how to win an argument. Got to pay the bills, and give you the, we'll start off with the do's, then we'll do the don'ts, and And then I got some sneaky ways to consider. Maybe we'll do that in another section. We'll see. But so we'll be right back after this short break. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. I am Clever Mafia. You are once again listening to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. Not opinionated, just facts from my point of view. And we are back with our how to win an argument section. And this is going to be the do section. This is going to be how to win. We're going to start off right with how to win. And we've gotten a lot of requests on Twitter, business folks and want to know how to win a sale and all that kind of stuff. So we just kind of said, well, you know what? These are things that'll help you not only win an argument, which hopefully none of us get into, but also be able to persuade a little bit and things that we've learned, well, that I've learned over the years. Some of it I've taken from other folks and put into practice and worked for me, and others I've kind of developed over time. So without any further ado, we're going to get right into number one. Okay. So number one, the things I've learned over the years, one of the most important things is to remain calm. Even if you're very passionate about your points, you have to stay calm and you need to really control your emotions. If you lose control of your emotions and you get crazy and your tempers flare, you'll automatically lose. So number one, stay calm. Number two, and these are going to be very simple. I'm not going to make this long and drawn out like a book, but they are probably will be a chapter in my book, but this is just going to be simple. You want to learn how to win an argument, follow these steps. You'll be one step closer to victory. So number two is you're going to make sure whatever evidence that you're going to present for your position, that you're using facts, because bottom line, I mean, you can fudge the truth, fudge the numbers, but if you work in the gray area, as they say, but if you work with facts, they can't be beat. So make sure you have all your information, all your data, that before you even get into an argument, make sure if you're going to argue something or stand up for your point, make sure you have all that information. You know, get your, all the stats, the quotes from relevant people, news articles, and all anything useful of whatever that argument you want to persuade and you want to win, make sure you have it. If it's in sales, make sure you have the right, competitor information, all of that stuff. So work off of facts is number two. Number three, we're moving right down the line here. But number three is you want to ask questions. If you can ask questions, if you learn how to ask the right questions, you will stay on the right side of the argument, the winning side. You want to maintain control of the questions that are being asked, because if you can ask the questions, then you control the discussion. Most of the time, whatever the situation is, whether it's sales, whether it's arguments, you ask those questions and then the answers will come for those questions. So you're in control. You can work off of your data, whatever it is. Like I said, it could be sales. It could be, whatever this discussion or the argument is pertaining to, make sure you stay in control of answering the questions. Because when your opponent is trying to figure out the answers to your question, you can ask questions that will challenge the points that your opponent makes. So you can ask them, hey, well, that's wonderful that you say that, but what do you have that backs that up? What's your proof? And if you're working off of facts, which is one of the previous, steps, you'll have that information and you'll know your data is correct and you'll be confident that your data is correct. And then you can go and you can even ask hypothetical questions that will give your opponent difficulty because they are not working off the same data you have. And you're, like I said, if you're confident in your data and all of those points that you have and any other useful questions that may be asked by your opponent You know, they say, hey, you know, what is it, you know, what are the facts around that? Like I said, so I'm kind of, we're not doing this scripted. I'm kind of doing this from my brain, folks. So excuse me, but my age is getting to me a little bit, but you know, if in the, when you're doing this, keep in mind, whoever you're arguing with may get frustrated, may get angry because they just can't, you know, overcome your point of view or make you believe what they want you to believe or whatever it is. So one of the top questions you can ask and say, hey, you know, what is it that is making you angry when you notice the frustration and the anger? That kind of also throws people a little off balance. And I've used that quite a few times, usually not the angry part, but if they're, you know, why aren't you buying today or whatnot, whatever the situation may be. Number four, stick to logic, folks, because if you stick to logic, and now you're not going to be beat because, and then you could show how, you know, your ideas are in order and you, when you build your case around logic, you can use that logic to ultimately undermine your opponent. So stick to logic when you're arguing. Number five, you want to appeal to values. You want to appeal to, you know, just as logic can work for you, you want to appeal to emotion. And by appealing to emotion and, you know, a higher power or worthy motives, then it becomes hard to disagree with. For example, you know, someone doesn't want to use the recycling bin for a plastic water bottle. And because they say, you know, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to end up in the landfill anyway. So you can respond, if this is your argument, you can respond, you know, shouldn't we all be working to make the world a better place for our children, trying to conserve whatever resources we have for our children? And in the instance, if that individual has children or is compassionate about children, it would be hard for them to say, you know, you're right, I'm not going to recycle it at that point. I mean, you're not going to win them all, but it definitely works to that higher power. So number six, these are number six. You want to listen carefully. Many people are so focused on what they want to say 3, 4, 5 steps ahead that they ignore what you're saying. So you want to stay focused, and you want to assume that the other person's argument, you know, they're trying to get down to the end of the line sometimes before it's even the right time to be there. So you want to stay focused, listen to the argument, and it's always better in an argument to listen carefully as opposed to, you know, throwing all your cards on the table. Listen to what they have to say, listen to what their argument, and you know, believe it or not, in the case of sales, again, I'll reference back, I mean, there's contract negotiations, there's all kinds of things that you need to win the argument and persuade folks, but you, believe it or not, you can listen, and sometimes the problems you're having, just by, you know, following logical steps like we spoke about, they'll win the argument for you. They'll present you something or present you the carrot on the stick, and that little nugget will help you say, hey, well, you had said this and you said you need this for that. Well, this does that and this brings that. So you kind of win the argument by using their own assumptions or their, even in some cases, their own beliefs against them. So that's, and we're generalizing this, and I'm trying to be fast because my producer said we have to do this under 10 minute segment. So I'm moving quick here, but you definitely can reach out to us on Twitter or anything like that. If you want to be part of our show and you want to follow up on some of these, or you want me to give you some more detail on some of these steps. And yet you definitely can join the discussion and be part of our show. We're over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or just an old-fashioned email. Our email is tooclevermafia@gmail.com. It's T-O-O-O, I'm getting tongue-tied, tooclevermafia@gmail.com. And you can definitely follow up. So number seven, you want to be prepared that you're going to hear some good arguments back coming at you. So always be prepared to acknowledge a good argument and sometimes even concede that, hey, you're right. Be prepared for that. And you don't want to argue every point for the sake of argument, if your opponent that you're arguing against, or again, your opponent could be a client, and you know, I'm just calling them opponent to make this seem a little easier to understand, but your opponent makes a valid point, and then you know, you can agree, but it may be outweighed by a different argument. So, you know, this makes you look reasonable in an argument. You don't want to be, if you just, you know, dig your feet in the sand and plant, you know, and say, hey, I'm not going to be, you know, open-minded at anything you have to say, and you're going to have to agree with 100% of what I say. It's not going to go over well. You have to be able, there's a give and take, and you can easily say, you know, hey, I agree with you, this or that, but, you know, also go back into, you know, whatever your argument is about. Number 9, you want to look for, you know, the old saying is, you know, lose-lose. Everybody wants to walk away from a negotiation, giving up a little bit, but you want to look for the win-win. You want to be open-minded and to compromise, and not necessarily lose on whatever your point is, or if you're trying to sell or you know, close a sale, but you want to be open-minded. And you want to be open-minded to a compromise as well. I mean, you're not always going to win-win. There might be a win-loss. There might be a loss-loss, depending on what it is. And your main point, whatever it may be, and this is important, so I want to slow down, but your main point, whatever it may be, may also be aligned with your opponent's points and values. So, just like in a boxing match, you can't both win, but you can both win the negotiation. You can both win, you know, your points. And if it's sales, you can win by, you know, selling them the product they need, not necessarily the product that you want to sell them, which should never be the case. You should always sell based upon needs to consumers, and you should always negotiate based upon needs. Don't try to undersell it. And that is the top 9 do's on how to win an argument right now. Want to support our show but don't want to be on air? That's okay. You can always buy us a coffee, get yourself a t-shirt or a mug with my mug on it, and you can send us a couple of your dusty old pennies every month if you'd like. Check out the links in the description for all of the details. And we are going to take a short break, and we are going to get back to part 2. And these are the things not to do that will almost guarantee you lose your argument. So we will be right back after this short break. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. Not opinionated, just facts from my point of view. I am your host, Clever Mafia, and we are into part 3 of how to win an argument. This will be the what not to do, or the don'ts on how to win an argument. And we're going to get right into it. You listen to the do's. We've got also a lot of follow-ups. If you feel free to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, on our website. You can even record questions on our number. Check out that on www.twocleveremafia.com. But we're going to start off with the don'ts. So, number one thing you don't want to do when your negotiation, if your negotiation breaks down, because if you do it the right way, it shouldn't, but sometimes it does. But the first thing you don't want to do is don't make it personal. You know, don't attack your opponent in the sense where, you know, don't attack their integrity, their lifestyle, their honesty. You know, you don't want to avoid that stuff. You don't want to say they're lying. You don't want to do any of that stuff. You want to stay focused on the issue and not the person. And this is something that I read in a book years ago, and it stands true. It never works. If you stick to the facts, you can clearly separate the argument from the person, and it allows people to concede a little bit easier, because it's like, you know, they're not their pride isn't being injured, and they're, you know, it's not, you know, they didn't make the world, they just live in it. So as long as you're not attacking their world, it works out, and it helps you persuade or win the argument that you're trying to win. And so you stick to the issue, and if the other party attacks you, but this happens a lot on political debates, if you can take the high ground, you know, come across it that, you know, as maybe surprised is always helpful, and, you know, come across surprised, and also you can maybe say, hey, you know, I'm surprised you take that route. I didn't think that's something that you would do. And it also attacks, you know, then it goes to their feelings, which we talked about how to win, and, you know, they've realized, hey, maybe morally I should have not have done that, and I should have taken a higher ground. And it's always better to stick to the main points of the issue rather than going after the other person personally and negatively, you know, calling them names or, you know, saying they're lazy, why they can't do something, whatever it is. Always try to stick to the issue and focus on the issue at hand. Number two, things you don't want to do is we talked about staying focused. Well, number two, main thing I think that's very important is don't get distracted. Your opponents in arguments, negotiations, debates, sometimes even in sales, believe it or not, they'll try to throw you off their scent they introduce new ideas, new facts, things, you know, kind of, I call them, tree branches. They, you know, it's not the tree trunk of the problem. You know, there are leaves and there are trees and they're kind of side roads, and they introduce these new side roads, and you have to be firm and you have to stay on target. And that's, you could basically just come out and say, hey, that's an entirely different issue, and we can discuss that later, but let's stay on point. Let's stay focused on what the discussion is about here. And you kind of bring it back in line with whatever your argument is. Number three, you don't want to water down your strong arguments with weak ones. And what I mean by that is if you have three strong points and two weaker ones, then it's best to focus on the strong one, you know, and especially ones that are clearer to, we talked about, you know, kind of staying with facts and whatnot. And if facts are kind of fuzzy, as they say, then you probably want to stick with the stronger facts that are not really disputable or debatable. I mean, everything's debatable, but some facts are just not disputable. So you want to stick with those kind of things, and you want to make your points convincingly and ask, you know, follow up and ask for the agreement and say, hey, listen, do you agree with me? You know, and you kind of get in line, and you know, we go back to that win-win we talked about earlier, and you get in line with whatever your argument is, and you can have a good chance at winning your argument. And if you carry on the weaker argument, then your opponent's just going to go after you, and they're going to knock down your facts with their facts, or if it's a gray area fact, as I call them, then you got a good chance of that becoming a side argument, and that just overall makes, it just kind of takes away from your argument. So that sums up the major do nots, and there's a lot more. There's the book I have, if you want to read it, check out in the description. You can go purchase it wherever books are sold, and this isn't a sales pitch for that at all. I'm just trying to answer some more detailed questions. So if you have them, send us out a shot over to Twitter, and we can answer these questions. But some things I wanted to add that weren't in the book, and there's some crazy ways that I've won arguments over the years, and quite crazy ways I've lost them. And, you know, some of the ways you can kind of, I don't want to say sneaky ways, but if you use punchy one-liners, you can sometimes throw off your opponent, throw them off strides, and it interjects a certain level of confidence. And, you know, to give you some ideas, like, if your opponent says something and you can say, hey, you know, that's besides the point, or, hey, that begs the question, or, you know, hey, you're being defensive, you know, don't compare apples to oranges, which we've all probably heard. And one I like myself was, hey, you know, what are your perimeters? You know, in not so many words, you can kind of tweak that, but, you know, what's the range we're working with here? Because if an argument goes that way, you kind of narrow it down, and you can also stick with whatever facts you have. Another way, which I don't necessarily like, but it has happened, and we've used this before in some contract negotiations and whatnot, working with ridicule and not humiliate your opponent, because I don't agree with that, but you know, it can be very effective, especially in front of an audience if you're doing a debate, but you'll never win over the opponent themselves. So if you're trying to accomplish something where you get the opponent to act, that's not going to work. But it might win in a public debate if that's what you're trying to do, or you're trying to win over a group of people as opposed to that opponent. So something to keep in mind. And you can rule number three, you could deliberately provoke your opponent by finding something that makes them angry. And you could see what's getting under their skin, and it may cause your opponent to lose their temper and also lose the argument, which is rule number one of how not to lose an argument, right? Of how to win an argument is you must stay calm. Number four, distract. Throw in a diversion here and there, which will throw off your opponent's train of thought, and it will kind of get them away from the main point, and then you can kind of jump back to it. It kind of resets the argument at times. That distraction, which is why you don't want to get distracted, but because that tactic will be used, but you want to stay on point and stay focused in the argument. Number five. This happens a lot in arguments, in all kinds of arguments, debates, negotiations, and comedians do it a lot, actually. And you over-exaggerate your opponent's position, and you take it way beyond what it was ever intended to do, and it shows how ridiculous and unreasonable an exaggerated point can be, or position, depending on what the situation is. So kind of that, adding that comedy into it, you know, can sometimes make the other person feel silly. But again, that might not necessarily be able to win your opponent over in the end, because they'll feel their pride will be hurt. But it may help if you're trying to convince a group to, let's say, sway someone away from it. Number eight is you contradict somebody, but you need to do it with confidence. And you can vigorously denounce each of your opponent's arguments as fake, but you know, you select one or two that can prove that point, and then you can kind of make the assumption that you approach it with the assumption that you've already won the argument because, hey, you know, this point was completely wrong. So it goes back to the old theory where if you, I think Judge Judy does this a lot. You know, once you lie to the judge and you're caught in a lie, everything else you say after that loses credibility. Well, if you can prove your opponent's wrong on one fact or two facts, and then you can really harp on it, well, you'll see politicians and commercials and ads do this all the time, then you most likely can... you lose that credit. The person, your opponent, loses that credibility, and then you simply win. You just go with the confidence, and you go with the fact that you think you might have won. Want to ask a question for a future episode of the Two Clever Mafia podcast? Click on the link in the show notes to record your question in a voicemail. I want to thank everyone today for listening. Check us out, www.twocleveremafia.com, and you can join us on all the social medias by following us at Two Clever Mafia. That's T-O-O Clever Mafia. I am Clever Mafia. This is the Two Clever Mafia podcast, and that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now, and take care, one of them.